Wine grapes, says Scott Forsberg, can be good for you. For one thing, they're a source of antioxidants.
The antioxidant properties are largely due to compounds that are called flavonoids or polyphenols. These, in some cases, are responsible for the color that you see in grapes, although you find a lot of them in white grapes as well. But they have similar properties to the antioxidants in, let's say, cocoa or in green tea. But those antioxidants are things that the plants themselves use as a protective mechanism. It protects them from UV radiation, from sunlight, for example, or it will protect the plant from other kinds of environmental exposure. In some cases, it can even help protect them from predation.
Forsberg is the COO of Holvine Products, a Santa Rosa-based company affiliated with Kendall Jackson that is exploring ways to creatively reuse pomace, the waste material that remains after grapes are crushed to make wine. Part of that work includes collaborative studies on the human health benefits that could be derived from the grape waste byproducts.
We've discovered that there are some very distinct health properties to the product as well. Those include its ability to maintain good cardiovascular health, good liver health, and other things like that. That work is ongoing, and we just received a grant from the USDA, a $500,000 grant, to do studies of that nature in humans. So we're doing that work at UC Davis.
Tori Arvik is the chief science officer for Sonomaceuticals, a partner company with Holvine. He explains that some of their early research focuses on how grape skin and grape seed flowers might affect what's called metabolic syndrome.
That's where you have an increase in blood sugar, decrease in insulin sensitivity, and just overall poor health, liver complications and lipid problems like high triglycerides and stuff like that, sort of associated with the Western diet of fat, sugar, salt. We work with Wally Yokoyama down at the USDA in Albany, and he has an animal model, basically a bunch of fat hamsters, that we fed Chardonnay grapeseed flour to. Other varietals as well. But Chardonnay grapeseed flour had these astounding results and helped actually reverse some of the issues that are associated with a high-fat diet.
That was impressive, but the performance of that particular varietal was an even bigger surprise.
When you think about it a little further, it makes sense. It's a pretty elegant solution because Chardonnay doesn't go through the fermentation that the red varietals go through. The compounds that are in the seeds and skins get more into the reds. Whereas in white wines, you leave those behind in the pomace. It makes sense, but initially, we weren't looking that way. It was a real surprise.
Additionally, the grape flowers retain the flavors and other characteristics they contribute to wine, which makes them, Scott Forsberg says, strong candidates as food additives.
It's gluten-free, but it also adds a lot of variety. Part of it is just culinary, the culinary experience of using a product that comes from wine but isn't wine. It's alcohol-free, but it has those same aromas, those same flavor notes, and all of the interest that goes into wine. You can still find that in the pomace. So that translates over to these edible products rather than things that you drink.
And Holvine has moved quickly to develop new products that incorporate those benefits. More about them tomorrow. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.